From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi of India visited Pakistan today, meeting his counterpart in the first such high-level state visit in 12 years. Nawaz Sharif received Modi at the airport in Lahore and immediately boarded a helicopter to Rawalpindi for a visit at the Prime Minister's home. Earlier in a stop in Pakistan, Mr. Modi said he looked forward to the meeting. Speaking at a large hall, he called for the region to unite in support of Afghanistan and the future.
All of us in the region, India, Pakistan, Iran, and others, must unite in trust and cooperation behind this common purpose.
The two leaders, Modi and Sharif, first resumed high-level talks at an international climate conference in Paris 2 weeks ago. Islamic State loyalists in Afghanistan released a new video today showing a car bombing devastating an Afghan security outpost as well as violent acts elsewhere, including in neighboring Pakistan. The purported IS video released to reporters shows footage of militants ambushing a convoy of Pakistan security forces, a suicide bombing, gunfights with security forces elsewhere, and roadside bombs blowing up Afghan government vehicles. A man is beheaded and two others are shot at close range in the back of the head. The video also claims violent acts were conducted in eastern Afghanistan provinces near the border with Pakistan. A gas tanker fire in Nigeria may have killed more than 100 people. Some reports say more than 100 were killed. Others say the death toll is much lower. The fire ignited Thursday in Anambra State when a gas truck exploded after unloading its contents. The resulting fire, according to reports, burned to death people standing in line to refill cooking gas decanters. This is VOA News. Syrian activist groups say raids by government warplanes on a rebel-held suburb of Damascus killed at least 20 people. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says women and children were among the casualties in Thursday's raid on the suburb of Hamuraya. Wildfires burning out of control near tourist towns in Australia's Victoria state have burned homes and caused the evacuations of residents and tourists. The wildfires are said to be moving toward the coastal town of Separation Creek near Lorne in the state's southwest. Patrick Carey is a local resident.
They were all prepared to putting their barbecues on. They were cooking away. And all of a sudden, they could see the smoke coming over the hill. They thought it was still 4 hours away, according to what they'd heard. And then all of a sudden, it was an hour away, and all of a sudden, it was half an hour away. So they just dropped everything, stopped cooking, and hopped in their car and headed here.
About 680 hectares have burned so far, according to reports. Iraqi troops have fought their way deep into the Islamic stronghold of Ramadi and are consolidating their positions today ahead of a planned final assault to capture the city on Friday. The soldiers were clearing bombs from roads and homes in districts of Ramadi already taken since Tuesday. New violence erupted in the West Bank on Thursday. Three Palestinian attackers were shot and killed as they carried out stabbings and a car ramming. A fourth was killed in clashes with Israeli soldiers. While Pope Francis led the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics by celebrating Christmas Eve Mass at St. Peter's in Vatican City, Christmas Eve celebrations in Bethlehem were overshadowed by tensions. Robert Berger reports.
Palestinian Boy and Girl Scouts kicked off Christmas celebrations with a march through Manger Square here in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. But the atmosphere is gloomy. 3 months of Israeli-Palestinian violence have scared pilgrims and tourists away. Palestinian merchants sat in their shops packed with olive wood souvenirs, but customers were few and far between. Robert Berger, Bethlehem.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth was using her Christmas broadcast to emphasize that light can triumph over darkness in a difficult year. The 89-year-old queen wrote her brief speech herself, often reflecting on her own personal beliefs and stressing the importance of family.
Despite being displaced and persecuted throughout his short life, Christ's unchanging message was not one of revenge or violence, but simply that we should love one another. Although it is not an easy message to follow, we shouldn't be discouraged. Rather, it inspires us to try harder.
The Queen, her husband, Prince Philip, and senior members of the family will be east of London at her estate. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.